When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about a mood journal. It's quite simple, actually. A mood journal is similar to a diary or a daily journal that you would write in, just to write down your thoughts and your ideas. The difference with a mood journal is that it's a tool to help you in managing your bipolar disorder on a daily basis. Let me give you some examples about a mood journal. You can use a mood journal to write down your thoughts and ideas like a normal diary or journal, and you can do that multiple times throughout the day. You could do it in the morning when you're up and moving about, at noon, around lunchtime, and then in the evening before you go to bed. And during those times, you would write down how you're feeling, what's going on, your reactions to certain situations, whatever event is going on in your life, how you feel about that. There is no wrong way to utilize a mood journal. In addition to writing down your thoughts and ideas, I suggest keeping a graph or a numerical scale of how you are feeling in terms of your mood, your anxiety, your motivation, and your energy level. You might need to put down psychosis as well, depending on what you experience with your symptomology of your bipolar disorder. You can write down a number from, let's say, -5 for, let's say, depression, severe depression, the worst. 0 would be just kind of right at the average, right in the middle. And then 5 would be mania. That's an example using the scale for your mood. When I first was diagnosed back in 1999, I didn't have apps and this new technology that we have to record those values. But now you could keep a notebook of your diary for your mood journal, and there's so many cool apps out there that you can also keep track of those different areas of anxiety, mood, energy level, motivation. And you can customize those different areas on an app. It just depends on what app you want to use. Back in the day when I was diagnosed, I would keep track of the numerical values of those particular areas, and I used to use Excel to put them on a graph and a chart. And in the beginning, it was difficult because my mood was fluctuating and everything was fluctuating so drastically. So it was kind of more of like an average throughout the day because it did fluctuate so much. But it gave me a basis of what to do with my treatment. So when I would go to the doctor, you know, each month, I would see that doctor for 15 minutes and I could pull out my journal. I'd have all my notes in there. I'd have my scale printed out and be able to show my doctor, hey, this is what's been going on, when they ask me, so how's the past month been? I'd never like that question when you don't have information to share. So instead of thinking, oh gosh, how has it been? Just, hey, this is what's been going on. The other cool thing about a mood journal is you can determine with it your triggers and possible patterns. For example, when I was younger and first diagnosed, the first like 2 or 3 years after keeping my journal, I pinpointed around August and September, my mood would start to dip. And because of that, my doctor and I, we would be able to tweak my treatment about 2 months before August to make sure I wouldn't dip down too far. And then I started implementing other techniques. Like I started working out more at the end of the summer. I made sure to get extra rest. Those are just things, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not telling you guys what to do, but that's what worked for me. And I got to tell you, it was one of the most invaluable things that I've used in my treatment in terms of figuring out how my bipolar disorder, how it morphs, or not morphs, but how my bipolar disorder is shown and makes its face known to the world. I mean, once you have that information, it's very empowering to know, hey, if I stay up too late, it could trigger a manic episode. If I stay up past 10 o'clock, I know the next day, no matter how much sleep I get, I'm going to be exhausted. So, from here on out, I would highly suggest, if you have not done so, just get a notebook. Start writing in it. And pick 3 points during the day. In the morning, afternoon, and in the evening. And just write some thoughts. They don't even have to be that big of a deal. Like, in the morning, when you wake up, do you feel tired, upset, irritable, irritated, zoned out, just don't care, real pumped about the day, you're excited about something going on? It just is there to help you. And I know from my experience that it will help you manage on a daily basis, because knowledge really is power here. I know that's a cliche, but once you have this knowledge, it will empower you because you will know which path to take. And as any other tool, as any other thing, it only works if you do it. So it's not something that you just kind of want to do, okay, I'll do it here Monday and go about, oh shoot, it's already Friday, I've only done it once. Consistently try to do that. And actually, if you don't feel like you can actually do it 3 times during the day, like you just, because that might be too much to start out with, do it in the afternoon. Do it in the morning, 1 time during the day or the evening. Choose that time and do it at that time every single day. So you have a better amount of information from which to look at, if that makes sense. So if I were you, if your whole goal is to get better, or at least to manage it, because you can get a ton better when you get this information. I can't express this enough, that if you just utilize this information, the mood journal, and then use an app to do the graphing part. You don't even have to do the writing down the numbers, because I know there are apps that you can just type it on in and they'll do everything for you. And even if you don't have bipolar disorder, this is a good activity to do, just to see what makes you tick, what makes you anxious, what makes you sad, what makes you happy, what makes you energized, what takes the energy out of you. All those things you can answer by using a mood journal. So I hope you get a chance to try it. If you have, I'd love to know what you feel about it. Until next time, take care.
If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.